Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A Deadly Thanksgiving. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
On November 29th, 1900, during the annual college football game between the California Golden Bears and the Stanford Cardinal, a catastrophic roof collapse claimed the lives of 23 people and injured over 100 others. This tragedy, which unfolded in San Francisco, is the deadliest accident at a sport event in the United States. This is the Thanksgiving Day disaster.
Oh, wow.
Putting it a day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to bum people out.
Yeah.
Before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So.
A little time to process the holiday before this episode.
And, you know, normally I don't touch anything before 1950.
No. In fact, you audibly, whenever I do, you're like.
Check out.
You're like, sure. Yeah. Let me know when the break is.
But this is.
Impactful.
It's impactful. It's something I never heard of, and it is holiday specific, which are hard to find. It's,
yeah.
You know, at this point, we've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, we've kind of gone over a lot of the holidays.
In fact, I had to check again. I was like, did we do this?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently we have not.
No, this sounds not familiar to me.
Since 1892, the rivalry between the University of California, Berkeley, and Stanford University has centered around their annual football game known as the Big Game. Initially held in San Francisco, these early matchups often attracted large crowds, occasionally leading to safety concerns. Safety in the late 1800s, early 1900s, mm-hmm. probably not as robust, I'd say, as they are now, but things happen at any given time
in
history.
Yeah. I mean, I think at this point they weren't even wearing helmets, not even like those little like flexible sheath helmets that they used to wear. I feel like they were just, football games were just a massive wrestling, dangerous mess.
Well, apparently also the structures surrounding it had similar issues.
Oof.
For instance, during the 1897 game, a portion of a packed grandstand collapsed, injuring several spectators, including a 10-year-old boy. By 1900, the game had become a major Thanksgiving tradition, as it is now still. Mm-hmm. That year, the event was held at the 16th and Folsom Grounds, a stadium located in a heavily industrialized area of San Francisco. The growing popularity of the game, combined with the lack of a permanent venue, often led to overcrowding and makeshift viewing arrangements. We don't know where we're going to be, and we don't know how many people are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always kind of juggling both of those
True
things.
True chaos.
On Thanksgiving Day, thousands of fans poured into the stadium, while many others sought alternative ways to watch without paying the $1 admission fee, which is over $40 today.
Wow.
And that's pretty, I mean, it's not cheap. Even $40 is like, oh yeah, I know you can pay a lot more, but it's not nothing.
Yeah, you're committed to going. You have to be a fan to pay $40, I think.
A group of between 500 and 1,000 people climbed on the roof of the San Francisco and Pacific Glass Works factory. By that name alone, it seems bad.
That seems bad.
Which had just opened across the street from the stadium.
Mm.
What came next after this break? The factory's roof, topped with a long ventilator structure, was not designed to support that significant weight. They don't know, have
Naturally.
An accurate number between 500 and 1,000.
You mean you shouldn't crawl on a roof to watch a football game in mass?
Factory employees, aware of the danger, tried to alert police to disperse the crowd, but their pleas were ignored. About 20 minutes into the game, the overloaded ventilator roof gave way, sending 100 people plunging four stories to the factory floor.
Oh my God.
Of those who fell, 60 to 100 landed directly onto a massive furnace filled with 15 tons of molten glass heated to nearly 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh my God.
Although the furnace surface temperature was slightly cooler at 500 degrees Fahrenheit, it was still lethally hot. Many victims were pinned to the furnace by steel rods designed to reinforce the structure, making escape nearly impossible. Several fuel pipes sprayed scalding all over the victims, igniting fires and further intensifying the devastation. Factory workers heroically attempted to rescue the victims using metal poles to retrieve bodies and pull survivors away from the furnace. Despite these efforts, the scene was harrowing, with many bodies burned beyond recognition. 13 people died at the scene, with 9 more succumbing to their injuries in the following days. One victim died 3 days later from related injuries, bringing the total death to 23. All of the victims were male, mostly being children or young adults.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, the children are the one that probably, you know, don't have the means, and they are adventurous.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, they're like, oh, we want to watch this sporting event, this collegiate sporting event, of course, and we're going to do it how we can do it, because we can't afford the ticket, and we're just going to make it happen.
Remarkably, the game continued despite the disaster, with Stanford ultimately winning. Media coverage largely downplayed the tragedy. For example, the San Francisco Chronicle described the game as, quote, closest and most exciting game of football ever played.
Oof.
While dedicating little attention to the loss of life. Similarly, student newspapers from both universities gave the disaster only brief mentions.
God.
The site of the disaster is now occupied by the UCSF building, and no official memorial exists aside from a gravestone cross for one 12-year-old victim. The Thanksgiving Day disaster remains a grim reminder of the potential consequences of unsafe crowd practices at large events.